Harper Audio presents The Art of Living, Peace and Freedom in the Here and Now by Thich Nhat Hanh. Read by Eduarda Ballerini and Gabra Zachman.
Foreword. I first heard Thich Nhat Hanh teach in 1959 at the Sa Loi Temple in Saigon. I was a university student, full of questions about life and Buddhism. Although he was a young monk, he was already a renowned poet and accomplished scholar. That first lecture deeply impressed me. I had never heard anyone speak so beautifully and profoundly. I was struck by his learning, his wisdom, and his vision for a very practical Buddhism, deeply rooted in ancient teachings, yet relevant to the needs of our time. I was already actively engaged in social work in the slums, and dreamed of relieving poverty and fostering social change. Not everyone supported my dream, but Thầy, as we like to call Thich Nhat Hanh, the fond Vietnamese term for teacher, was very encouraging. He told me that he was sure anyone could touch awakening in whatever work he or she enjoyed the most. The most important thing, he said, is to just be ourselves and live our lives as deeply and mindfully as we can. I knew I had found the teacher I was looking for. Over the last 55 years, I have had the privilege of studying and working with Thich Nhat Hanh, organizing social work programs in Vietnam, conducting peace work in Paris, rescuing boat people from the high seas, and helping him establish mindfulness practice centers in Europe, the U.S., and Asia. I have witnessed Thầy's teachings evolve and deepen, adapting to the ever-changing needs and challenges of our times. He has always eagerly engaged in dialogue with leaders in science, health, politics, education, business, and technology, so he can deepen his understanding of our current situation and develop mindfulness practices that are appropriate and effective. Right up to his unexpected stroke in November 2014, at the age of 88, Thầy continued to have extraordinary new insights into fundamental Buddhist teachings. Sometimes, with great delight, he would return from a walking meditation, pick up his brush, and capture these insights in short calligraphy phrases, many of which are included in these pages. This remarkable book, edited by his monastic students, captures the essence of the last 2 years of Thầy's lectures on the art of mindful living. In particular, it presents his groundbreaking teachings from a 21-day retreat in June 2014 at Plum Village Mindfulness Practice Center in France on the theme, What Happens When We Die? What Happens When We Are Alive? I never cease to be deeply moved by the ways in which Thầy truly embodies his teachings. He is a master of the art of living. He cherishes life, and despite all the adverse conditions he has encountered over the years, including war, exile, betrayal, and ill health, he has never given up. He has taken refuge in his breathing and in the wonders of the present moment. Thầy is a survivor. He has survived thanks to the love of his students and his community, and thanks to the nourishment he receives from his meditation, mindful breathing, and relaxing moments walking and resting in nature. In times of war and hardship, as well as in times of peace and harmony, I have seen how the wisdom you find in these pages has enabled Thầy to embrace life's joys and pains with fearlessness, compassion, faith, and hope. I wish you all every success in applying the teachings in this book in your own life, following in his footsteps, so you may bring healing, love, and happiness to yourselves, your family, and the world. Sister Chan Hong.
Introduction. We are so close to Earth that sometimes we forget how beautiful it is. Seen from space, our blue planet is remarkably alive, a living paradise suspended in a vast and hostile cosmos. On the first trip to the moon, astronauts were stunned to see Earth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?